Times are tough at the moment. Everybody knows that. Things are very different, and we're having to work out how we can adapt and work around certain limitations on our freedoms and our ability to socialise, that kind of thing. And it is having an effect on people. And you and I thought it was quite important to normalise that and have a conversation about that and keep that conversation going so that we can really make people feel like they're not so alone.
Yeah, and that's why I love the title that you came up with, Isolating, Not Isolated, because even though it can feel like you're alone, you're not.
No.
We're here. We're here for each other, and that's what we do in our community, Tom.
Yeah, that's right.
Beautiful.
Correct. So we thought, hey, you know what we're going through, but we should probably get an expert on who actually can speak with some authority on the whole situation. And we have our resident psychologist. His name is Chris Mackey. You do know him from Destination Happiness on Channel 9. Mm-hmm. And also, he's, as I said earlier, he's been on our show multiple times, and he joins us now. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Lockie. Good to be with you.
And good to be with you too, Chris. Thanks so much for joining us. Obviously, you're a psychologist. What is the thing that you're noticing a lot with people? Because the topic that we're going to discuss today is isolating, but isolating when you're alone, which both Tom and I aren't doing. But we know that there are a lot of people out there that are really isolated in the sense that they're at home alone. What are you finding a lot of people are struggling with when they're doing that?
Well, look, I think initially there are that many extra worries that people will have had, especially to do with uncertainty. Uncertainty about health, uncertainty about financial circumstances or job, concerned about the health of others and loved ones. So there's much more uncertainty, which makes things more stressful. And then, of course, like one of the main ways that we deal with stress is drawing on our social supports. And so when we're more restricted in that face-to-face contact, well, then that can compound that further. And, well, I think that there is one silver lining, though, thinking of all the benefits of technology. These days, there are more ways that people can be in contact. And as much as we say about the problems of too much screen time, well, a lot of us are relying on screen time, including in our contact right now. We have contact by video link up, as well as speaking this morning. And there are extra technologies that allow you to feel more connected to other people than before.
Right. And so do you think that's one thing that's important? If you know someone who is isolating on their own and they're at home for long periods of time with no contact at all, do you think it's important to maybe point out to them and even try and talk them through getting set up with something like that, particularly if it's someone older in your life?
Yes, I think that can make a huge difference. And there are a couple of elements here. One is the technology we'll come back to, but the point that you're making, Tom, about reaching out to people who might be on their own. And even before coronavirus, there were studies done of different communities that found that the overall health of the community, the entire community's health, was improved if people looked out for people who were on their own. It might have been an elderly person living in their street, a neighbour, a relative. And when in these communities they made an extra effort to engage people, keep in touch with them, see how they're going when they were living on their own, they actually found that admissions to the local hospital emergency department went down.
Wow.
Now, there are many other things that they did in addition to that. They encouraged people to get to know your neighbours at least three doors up and three doors down. In other words, they were looking at community connections in all sorts of ways. Well, we can still, even in observing social isolation, we can still look out for those people who are on their own or contact them. They could also be overseas. They don't need to be next door when we can connect on digital media.
Yeah. Look, we're on the phone with Chris Mackey, our resident psychologist for Isolating, Not Isolated. Chris, what are some of the signs? If some people don't know and they're experiencing mental health problems for the first time and they're isolating alone, what are some of the signs that they might be doing it tough and need to get some help?
Okay. Well, the main dimensions of distress are anxiety and depression. So if we look at anxiety, that's when people feel more tense, more agitated. It might come across in sleep problems. People might find it harder to concentrate. People tend to be more irritable as well. Actually, irritability is one of the things that's tricky also when people are living with others because our irritability can spill over more. But just say with people on their own, likely to also feel maybe a bit less energy, more listless. This gets into the depressive side of things when people, you know, start to have more negative thoughts, maybe, again, not sleeping so well, maybe feeling disengaged from other people in different ways. And if people notice things like, for example, that they're feeling more physically tired, their appetite is dropping off, feeling more subjective distress, maybe becoming a little bit more withdrawn, under those situations, it can be worthwhile people reaching out to their GP or having some contact with a GP if people are experienced increased distress, because there are services that are well able to be offered these days in the era of telehealth.
We know people are avoiding doing that at the moment. We're hearing a lot of reports, particularly today, that you know things are going undiagnosed just in terms of actual physical illness and whatnot, because people are reluctant to reach out to their GPs at the moment, given the whole coronavirus situation. They don't want them to be swamped, or maybe they don't feel like they want to go in and see them because they don't want to be in a waiting room. But there are definitely telehealth options, and GPs are there. They want to hear from you because they don't want to, you know, for problems to spiral and you to find out months down the track when you do finally go that there is something genuinely wrong. So both physically and mentally, it is a good idea to reach out to your GP. It's also really, I think, Chris, important to note, if you are feeling those symptoms that you're talking about, whilst they are kind of spawned by or prompted by a feeling of loneliness and being isolated, you're actually not alone in feeling that way.
Yeah.
So you're not the only one that's going through it. And in fact, it's something that's affecting a lot of people at the moment. And so there should be no shame around it. And you really shouldn't just try and push it to the side. What you should try and do is kind of expose it and tackle it head on.
Yes, and actually one thing about so many of us dealing with that extra stress and uncertainty, there is this feeling of all of us being in the same boat. And I was actually talking with a friend of mine who runs a sizable practice in Argentina, and she made the comment that a number of people that they were having contact with, people who were already dealing with depression, in some ways felt this almost like a tinge of relief of knowing that other people are going to also know what it's like to be struggling in different ways. And that's one of the main messages at the moment. It's normal to struggle. It's normal to be vulnerable. And whereas I think, as you say, Tom, a number of people initially have been hesitant to seek other services, but now many practices like ours and GP practices incorporate telehealth. Our psychology practice has entirely migrated across to telehealth. And people are finding the technology working okay, even many elderly people or people who are not used to using social or digital media, they're getting onto Zoom or other methods. You can also use the telephone and other things. But what we're finding is that there's a surprisingly positive response to this take up of telehealth, and people are finding the technology a lot more manageable than they might have thought.
That's great. It's important to act on that. Now, we might take a break. Chris Mackie joining us talking about mental health and particularly people who are isolating alone. It's a thing we're calling isolating, not isolated. We might open the phones too, Chris, if that's okay with you.
Great.
Yeah, take some calls. 522-322-955. Maybe you got a question for Chris, or maybe you've got a point that you would like to make, an observation. 522-322-955. Give us a call.